This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and we're joined now by Newburyport High School hockey coach Paul Yamin. And, Coach, welcome back. How are you?
I'm well, Rick. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, it's always great to talk to you. And I got to ask you, I've been asking all the coaches, you know, we're midway through the season already, and I just can't believe how fast this stuff goes by. But maybe if I could just ask you to give me a sort of a midterm report on your kids. In other words, you know, you have expectations when you start the season. You get through and you learn who your personnel are. You move them around, get them where you want them. And now we're halfway through the season, and maybe, I don't know about expectations, but sort of a midterm overview report to where your team is.
Well, I think we've had some ups and downs. Just been a little inconsistent in our play. I think that we've shown when we come to play, we can be a good team. But on the flip side, we can be a bad team as well.
Now, when you say a bad team, Coach, what does that mean?
I just don't think we're mentally focused a lot of the time when we're not playing well. And you know, that's a big part of being prepared. And I think we've had an issue with the focus part of it.
Well, I would expect that happens from time to time with high school kids, depending on, you know, the nature of the beast and what's on the kids' minds and so on. But so far, you guys have established yourself pretty well. You're number 5 in the power rankings, and I know that maybe you don't look at the power rankings this time of year, but since its inception, this power ranking system is something that fans watch. So does it mean anything at this point for you guys?
Well, you know, in years past, Rick, I would say no. I really don't look at the rankings until the end of the year. But I think, you know, since they changed the way they do things now, I think, yes, I do pay attention to it. I know it's very difficult through social media for our guys not to. So we do talk about it. I think, although I think we have been inconsistent, we have put ourselves in a pretty good position here, that if we can find a way to become consistent and bring that good team every day, we should set ourselves up pretty good for a low seed.
Well, you're in good shape at the moment, again, at 6-3-1. But I want to ask you about the game the other night where you lost to Canton, but an overtime game. And maybe if you could sort of look at it from two perspectives, one as the coach and one as a fan. Tell me a little bit about that game.
Well, as a fan, I think everybody in the building enjoyed the game. It was fast-paced, back and forth. I think both teams deserved to win, and unfortunately, we turned the puck over in a bad spot at our blue line with 40-50 seconds left in the overtime, and you know, you turn the puck over to a team like Canton, you know, most of the time you're going to be in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we paid for it. Tough loss, you know, but we battled, and they're a very good team, and, you know, I think if we see them again, we'll see what happens.
Well, you know, you've had some very close games, and you've got a big one, of course, coming up against Essex Tech. We'll talk about that in a minute. But again, I want to ask you about your captains, Coach, and the effect that they're having on the team so far, and how they're doing.
Yeah, we have three seniors. Kane Brennan is a senior captain. We have Tristan Joyce and Colby Arell as our assistants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all three of them, I think, have performed well this year, and I think we're going to need them to as we go. And their leadership has been good, and we also have other seniors on the team that, you know, not wearing a letter, but still taking a role in the leadership part of it. And I think it's, you know, it's something that is a strong point in our team. We have 8 or 9 seniors, and some play more than others, but they're all a part of it.
What do you want more of, Coach? Because I'm looking at the games, and the last 4 games, I think loss was the only game that you didn't win. You tied Westford, and you have some impressive wins there. I would say the win against Linfield is a big one as well. Do you need more offense? What do you want from your guys? You mentioned consistency. Does that affect the offense?
Yeah, well, I honestly think, Rick, if we play from the goal out and we play a good structured sound defensive style of hockey, I think that, you know, we can be a tough out. And coming into the season this year, you know, our question mark was our goalie. I think he has maybe 40 or 50 minutes of varsity time coming into the season.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been outstanding. He's, you know, it was a question mark. We just didn't know. And I can't say enough about Damian Lamb, how he's battled and how he's prepared. And, made himself ready for the season, and he's just getting better. So, you know, anytime you have somebody back there like that that you have a world of confidence in, it makes the game easier for you.
Now, he's a junior, is that correct?
He is a junior, yes.
All right, so you got some solidarity there.
Yes.
In terms of, you know, what you expect now coming up, because, again, you're halfway through the season, and you know you've got, you know what your talent is, you know what you've got there, and you mentioned consistency. So Essex Tech seems to be a pretty formidable opponent. They started off a little bit slow, but they seem to be on a roll, and they're at number six in D3. So what do you expect from these guys?
Well, I mean, I'm very familiar with Coach Leonard. We have had some real good battles along the way when he was down at Peabody there, and
mm-hmm.
I know his team's going to come in prepared. I know that, you know, they're well coached and they play a sound style of hockey. So we have to be ready. And it's a big school. They got a big pool to pick from. So, you know, I don't know. People don't look at them like a tech school, I think. I think they're looked at as a legit hockey program.
Well, of course they are with Coach Leonard there. And you make a great point that they are a collection of teams, players from all over. I mean, there's a lot of kids that could have played elsewhere, and so it's similar to being a private school. And Coach Leonard, you know, moving into to the Cal, it was a bit of a change for him, but they adjusted pretty damn quickly.
Yeah, and that was my total expectation. You know, he's a good coach, and he does a real good job no matter where he is, so you can't take him lightly when he's behind the bench. And like you said, they have kids, they're drawing from multiple towns, mm-hmm. and you know, when you have over 1,000 kids in your school and you draw them from multiple towns, I think you have to put a good product out there. And when you have good coaching like they do, it just makes it that much tougher.
You know, I got to ask you, Paul, I guess finally, the rivalry that you have with some of these coaches. You guys, you know, Hall of Famers, you've been around for a long time. Coach Leonard, others, Coach Dunbar over in Winthrop. Mm-hmm. What's it feel like at this stage of your career, Paul? Because I know that inside, I still, as a sports fan, I have that enthusiasm that I had as a kid. It hasn't gone away, and, you know, I'm an old man now. In terms of coaching, you got to get up in the worst part of the year weather-wise. Sometimes you got some crazy hours, I'm sure, and you probably have kids with runny noses and stuff like that. How do you keep going coaching? What's the love of it like for you?
Well, I mean, I still have a burning passion for this. I love coming to the rink. I love my coaching staff and, you know, the kids and the team. I can't say enough about the whole aspect of just coaching at Newburyport High School. I have no thoughts in my head about quitting or retiring. And, you know, it's something I really, really enjoy. So I'm hoping, you know, we could have a good year this year. And we got a really good freshman class this year, really. We haven't had a class like this in a long time of the freshmen that we have. So, you know, they might make me stick around for a little bit.
Well, I hope so. I hope so, because you guys are so good at what you're doing. It's a pleasure. Anyway, you guys are in good shape. So let's see. The game, you've got Essex Tech, and it's a home game on Saturday. Is that correct?
Yes, yep.
6:30. You guys usually play at noon, don't you?
I think our girls' team is playing in the afternoon tomorrow, so
okay.
We got the prime time.
All right, very good. Hey, Paul, thanks a lot. I'm going to check in with you again. Appreciate your taking the time, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Rick, anytime.
Thank you, Coach. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
That is Paul Yamin, who is the Newburyport High School hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.